Blog Talk Radio.
With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Come on, saints, let's sing.
I will bless you, Lord.
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Above all nature and all created things. Above all the wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all above all the wonders the world has ever known, above all the wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified and laid behind, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created beings, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Crucified and laid behind. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill.
Let your all-consuming fire, yeah, yeah,
purify our hearts.
Surround us. We see your glory, Lord. You're high and you're lifted up. And your train fills the temple. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. And I just want to thank everyone for joining us on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Another day to even be on Blog Talk Radio. We just thank God for all that he's doing for us, all that he has done for us, and even all that he's going to do for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that all that he's going to do for us may be just, you know, giving us another day. Who knows? But I do thank God for another day. I thank God for being God. And I thank God for, you know, Jesus taking our penalty of sin. He really did something when he took our penalty of sin. I really, 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 really thank him for that. But right now, honey, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
To you too. Hallelujah. We have Bible Truth Benny, Minister Desiree, and Revival Fire in the chat room with us. Today, and everybody here is my husband. Yay, Reverend Gerald Scott. And we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now. You're welcome, Bible Truth Benny. We're going to pray right now and just ask God to, you know, have his way. Have his way. Holy Spirit, just come on in and endow us and have his way in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you are to us, Lord God, because you're more to us than we even know. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, words, thoughts, or deeds, anything that we said or did or today that was not pleasing to you, or we didn't do something that we should have done, Lord God. We ask your forgiveness, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we don't want to take your grace and your mercy for granted, oh God, but we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for new grace and mercy on today, Lord God. And we bless your name for that new grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because today, Lord God, somebody died, and somebody died in their sin, Lord God. Somebody died, Lord God, without accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. They refused your grace and your mercy, O God. But, Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for me. I thank you for the stripes that Jesus bore for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for us, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless your name. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God. We magnify you, for you alone are worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing can compare to your greatness. Nothing can compare to your majesty, oh God. Nothing can compare to you, oh God. So we lift you up tonight, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God. We just bless your holy name, oh God. We just honor you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. For being God. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For thinking enough of us to send Jesus, so that we can come back into right relationship with you, so that we can be the righteousness of God in Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, for reconciliation. We thank you for justification, oh God. Oh, Father, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know my soul is happy tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you, oh God, hallelujah, saved us, Lord God, and set us free. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we just thank you and ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just bless us all, that you will help us to be led by your Holy Spirit, oh God, that we will be able to discern, oh God, that which is evil and that which is good, that we will be able to discern, Lord God, that which is of you and that which is not of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those things that are hidden, we ask, oh God, that you will reveal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, oh God, we just pray, Lord God, we bind every spirit of deception, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that is veiled, oh God, that is not supposed to be veiled, we ask you to uncover it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to have walking discernment, oh God. Wherever we're not seeing clear, help us to see clear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just bind the enemy. We bind the trickster, Lord God. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you right now, oh God, that we can see in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. That the devil can't pull nothing over on us, oh God, because you are mighty God and your spirit dwells within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've given us power over the enemy, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not just because you've given us power over the enemy, oh God, but because our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, Lord God. But you said don't even rejoice that you've given us power over the enemy, but rejoice rather that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. So we rejoice tonight, Lord God, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. We rejoice for that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Father, anybody that's not supposed to be in our lives, oh God, hallelujah, we ask that you remove them in Jesus' name. And those that are supposed to be in our lives, we ask that you bring them, Lord God, if they're not already here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, as we lift up the praises to you tonight, Lord God. We pray that you would inhabit the praises tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I ask that you will receive our praise and worship tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, if there's anything in us that will be causing us to offer strange fire, God, we ask you to cleanse us, oh God. Wash us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that our praise and our worship won't be tainted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We want our praise and our worship to be a sweet smelling savior to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we don't want you to reject our praise. We don't want you to reject our worship, oh God. So Father, whatever, if there's anything in us, oh God, that will cause you to reject our praise and worship, we ask you to forgive us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Not something that I'm just saying, but something that I mean from my heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it right now, God. I thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you to God, and we want to extend our thanks for everybody tuning in tonight. Bible Truth by Benny, guest number 4010, Minister Desiree, Revival Fire, and of course my husband, Bishop Reverend Gerald Scott. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And what you guys can do, because on Tuesdays and Thursdays we're going to be playing songs for about an hour. If you have any requests, can you put them in the chat room for me, and I'll make sure I get them for you if I can. And so we can play them. Amen. Glory to God. And we'll go ahead and get that done. So let's see if I can get back in the studio here. Glory to God, because they made some changes. Hallelujah. They did make some changes here. It looks nice, but got to get used to some of these new changes right here. Amen. Glory to God. And we have area code 832-230 on the line. We're going to see if they have something to say. Hello, area code 832.
I just want the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me, and I thank you, and I'm just sitting in listening.
Amen, amen. Glory to God.
Your husband. Thank you.
Yes, we're going to put some more music on right now, and I'm going to put you back on mute, but if you have anything to say, press the one, okay?
Okay.
All right, God bless you. Amen, amen. We just thank God, hallelujah, for what he's done and what he's doing in our lives. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to get this song for you guys. Hallelujah.
My daddy, who is nearly 70 years old, seems to feel like some of today's gospel music has lost its way. You see, my daddy's from Kershaw, South Carolina, raised in Bright Light Baptist Church and Ebenezer Baptist Church. My daddy believes that when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel. So my sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So, Daddy, we're going to take you back.
I know that God, my God, God is good.
He could.
know that you heal my every sickness. God is good. And that you heal my every sickness. God is good. I said that you heal my every sickness. We're no money in my pocket. You still made a way out of no way. You still made a way out of no way. You still made a way out of no way. Then he put food on my table and he put shoes on my feet so he could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. I know that he saved my soul. And he saved my soul. And then he brought me out of darkness. God is good.
All the sea.
Amen. Praise God. We only have 9 minutes left, so I'm going to play this song, I Choose to Worship. And after that, we're just going to end the broadcast. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight, my husband, Bishop Reverend Gerald Scott, Bible Truth Benny, Minister Desiree, Brother Mike Bradford, Revival Fire was on, guest 4033, and we had a couple of other guests, guest number 4096 and guest number 4107, as well as the caller we had on the line. So I just thank God for everyone who tuned in, and we're just going to go ahead and play this one song. And God bless you. If he says the same, we will be here again on, and we will be coming, bringing forth the word of God. Amen. Whatever he says, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Have a good night.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Anybody made a conscious decision that to worship the Lord? My mind is made up. Oh, is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is what you're going through. Worship is everything to do with a choice and nothing with a feeling. Come on. I just can't give up. Come on. Can you make that declaration with us tonight? Come on. I choose to worship. Yes, I do. Come on, stand with me right now. Lift up those hands. Come on. And begin to worship the Lord right now. Come on. Open up your mouth. The scripture says to continually give him the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips. Come on, somebody make some noise and talk to him. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, a declaration that says no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to worship you. This is what I found out when I worship. I'm gonna worship. He's healing me. Yes, he is. I'm a living witness that no matter what you're going through right now, if you can find yourself into a place of worship, God will begin to remove the pain. He'll begin to remove the chains. There's a yoke break anointing that comes when you worship. He's healing me, yes, he is. God, I made up mine tonight. I'm gonna worship, yes, I am. Oh, I'm gonna worship you, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna worship you, Lord. Spirit and in truth, through every valley and every trial. life. Come on. No matter what you're going through tonight, I'm a living witness that God will bring you through it. Come on, quit magnifying that problem that you're in and begin to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's ready to make a way. No way for you. Come on, somebody lift up your voice and bless His name through every test and every trial. Moment with thee, and I choose to worship. Come on, somebody bless me right now. Come on.
Hallelujah.